Friday afternoon, Troy Mayor Patrick Madden issued a statement saying the controversial plans to build a bowtie cinema movie theater at One Monument Square were dead. Now, across the Hudson River, Cohoes is hoping to land the theater. Madden's office said the plans were scrapped as a result of multiple and ongoing legal actions brought by a neighboring property owner against the city. Since the former City Hall was razed in 2011, Troy has been looking to fill the prime piece of open space. Months of public discussion over a proposed 11-screen Bowtie Cinema Theater complex ensued, until a suit filed by developer Sam Judge effectively halted plans to build the complex. Judge has had an up-and-down relationship with Troy for many years. Monday, Judge went on record claiming a city official threatened his ability to do business with Troy if he didn't stop his September lawsuit, calling for an environmental review of the site while arguing that traffic and parking would present problems at One Monument Square. An official with Bowtie tells the Times Union it backed away from Troy because it didn't see an end to the lawsuits. Judge did not return a call for comment. Upon announcing the theater project had crashed and burned, first-term Democrat Mayor Madden said his administration still hoped to bring Bowtie to the Collar City in the future. Troy City Council President Carmela Mantello tells WAMC she had some concerns about the project from the onset.
That I voiced regarding the potential parkland issue at the site, and the architecture, the look of the building, that the cinema fit in with the landscape of the downtown. But I got to tell you, I was very, very hopeful that these issues would be overcome and that we would put the property back on the tax roll and it would be a successful development. I was extremely disappointed when Bowtie pulled out. And I, quite frankly, I really was under the thinking that these issues would have been worked out.
Mantello, a Republican, dashed a letter off to Madden and the city council, proposing a special committee for the future of One Monument Square. She suggests the group would be comprised of residents, business people, and others with expertise in the development of vacant property in Troy. Mantello further proposes a cleanup of the existing site so that it is not an eyesore to those who work and travel in the downtown. And this could include new fencing, clean fill, and other appropriate amenities. Madden spokesman John Salka says Troy must move forward.
A key component of successfully redeveloping the One Monument Square is the utilization of the available state grant funding. By effectively utilizing this funding, the administration and the city can support the growth of Troy and enhance the valuable community assets like our waterfront and our walkable downtown. Currently, the administration is carefully examining a number of options, including riverfront park access and expansion, and possibly in conjunction with stage development to prepare the site for future public or private development.
Meanwhile, Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse is seizing the moment to further plans to rebuild that city's cultural district.
You know, we're a city that's working really hard to reinvent ourselves and return our city to the days of glory, and we want to offer the opportunity to Bowtie to come to our city and see all the great things that we have to offer, see all of the things they're hearing about Cohoes. And I think it's a great opportunity for Bowtie, and I certainly know it's a great opportunity for the citizens of Cohoes, New York.
So have you or someone in your administration contacted Bowtie yet about this?
Well, you know, our press release and talking to you, this is their invitation. So if Bowtie is listening to the radio, we are asking you to come to our city and walk with us and look at all of the great opportunities and see why Cohoes is the fastest growing city in the state of New York.
No one from Bowtie has responded to requests for comment as to whether it might seek an alternate location elsewhere in the capital region. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.